Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Station.
Hey, what time is it, kids?
It's showtime, baby! You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I miss Duda. You know, that's the kind of son you want.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
That's right, gotcha.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome. It is a Monday edition. I'm getting feedback. Max will take care of that. Or he won't, and this will be his last day.
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it'll be his last day.
Already taken care of. See, when I speak, how are you, by the way?
Sounds fine. I'm fine.
What do you mean, sounds fine?
Sounds fine.
Are you rattled?
I don't know. I'm not rattled. I'm wondering what you're worried about.
You know me.
It's probably your own head. There's probably voices going in there, and that's what you're hearing.
If I got nothing to worry about, who am I?
That's true. Or to complain about, I guess.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
Jason Duda in with me today. Jeff on his way back from Denver, where he went to some concert with his daughter last night. And then he's flying back out to Las Vegas later in the week to see the Eagles.
The kid just...
And the guy says he has no money.
I know. He complains all the time, but he's gone all the time. Maybe that's why. Did you think that?
Well, he could. You know, it can't be cheap to go out to Vegas, can it?
Well, to Denver, then just drive home, then hop a plane, then go to Vegas. I mean, this guy is going out and going to miss 3 baseball games.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I tried to figure it out on
what was his explanation?
Friday.
Well, seriously,
he's like, I can watch it in my seat before the game, before the concert starts.
I'm like, makes no sense.
It's just crazy talk, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, this is what he lives for, right? Aren't the Guardians?
That's what I thought, but obviously I was wrong. Obviously, the Guardians aren't at the top of his list.
And well, I think that's become apparent.
You think?
When is the concert? What day? Friday?
Friday and Saturday, but he's also got dinner reservations Thursday, he said. So he's just rattled. He was just rattled Friday, but then he figured out that he could go to the Sphere early because he's going to be one of the first ones in, and he'll just sit in his seat and watch the ball game for like an hour and a half or however long he's there.
So Friday they play at 7:08 our time.
Right.
Which would be 5:08 Vegas time.
So it should be done.
You'll get to watch a good portion of it.
I would think.
Right? Saturday, they play at 7:08. So kind of the same thing.
Same thing.
But if they have dinner reservations before the concert, they're out of it.
That's my thought. I don't know.
Well, I never want to hear him talk about the Guardians on this show again. Do you think I would miss a Cardinals game?
Playoff series?
Playoffs for anything?
No.
Because as much as I love the Eagles, the Cardinals are numero uno.
I know.
And I've never given you a reason to doubt that,
no,
right?
None.
Has Jeff given us a reason to doubt?
100%.
There you go.
I'm sorry to have to say it, but it's obviously true. How is such a diehard Guardians fan can you book? One, why would you book it this week anyway, knowing that they were probably
going to be in the playoffs?
Exactly. So what
and
are
the
you
Eagles
doing?
Are going to be in the November, December, January, and February.
So go some other time. I don't know. Rational thinking, maybe? Is that what that is?
Well, you would think. And if you can think of it.
Then he should be able to.
He should be. No offense.
Oh, I don't take it. I don't take any offense to that whatsoever. Doesn't bother me.
Had a busy weekend. Football, baseball. We'll get to a lot of it. Suddenly the Dodgers can't be scored upon, which bizarre. Sports is so bizarre.
33.
There are so many things that happen that you can't explain.
33 innings? Is that what they're at?
Before that, they were giving up runs right and left.
I know. And then I don't get it. Good for you. Good for them.
No, I'm not a dog.
But when the bottom drops out of that, because you know it's going to, because it is sports, it's not going to continue.
Jack Flaherty last night, I don't know if you know this, but he used to pitch for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and then he was a Tiger, and then they traded him.
He was an Oriole and then a Tiger.
Well, he was a Tiger this year.
He was a Tiger. But the Cardinals developed him, drafted him, brought him up, had a phenomenal year back in 2019, kind of lost his way. We sent him to Baltimore for a box of chocolates and a dead flower. It's ridiculous what the Cardinals do. But anyway, Jack Flaherty, 7 innings, shutout baseball last night for the Dodgers. They take a 1-0 lead over the Mets, but that series is going to go a while.
I would think.
Guardians start tonight against the Yankees, the primetime game. Jeff will be back to watch that one.
Well, I'm sure he left in time to give himself time to settle in before the game starts.
Yeah, he'll be there for that one. And that's going to be an intriguing series as well. I think the Guardians got a good shot at it, but I thought the Royals had a good shot at it.
Yeah, but then the Royals, and this is what we talked about, the Royals didn't score any runs.
They just stopped hitting.
When you're only scoring a run or two every game, you're not going to win. You can't.
You got to score.
But that's going to be Cleveland's problem as well.
Yeah, but they showed me something in games four and five.
Thomas hit that grand slam.
I'm talking about winning in Detroit in game four. They showed me something. Can I say that? I'd never tell Jeff that.
Well, you're saying it now. So go ahead.
That was impressive because the Tigers had all the momentum in the world, and I do believe in that stuff.
As do I.
They were rolling. They felt good about themselves. They're at home. They got a raucous crowd. Their pitching staff, even though they are certainly not going by the norm, they're doing a lot of bullpen stuff. But their pitching staff had been good. They'd gotten timely hits. But lo and behold, the Guardians figure out a way, and then they got to Tarek Skubal in Game 5.
Well, that's just it. But they didn't put any runs up either to help them out.
No, Detroit didn't. Although they made it a little interesting.
Late.
Before Cleveland kind of nailed it down with some more runs.
Yeah, they had it to 5-3 there. Runners on first and third with two out. I couldn't get a hit, but.
So hey, there you go.
Good for the Guardians. Good for Jeff. I was actually texting him during the game.
Oh, what a nice.
And I wasn't being too much of a donkey. I was kind of, yeah.
You were doing, were you
I was
positive?
Kinda, I was kind of here and there, like I'd be, it was early on, and Tigers had first and second. I'm like,
oh, there you go.
Ooh, big at bat here.
Oh,
but that was it. That was just big AB. That's all it was, which it was. It was
what
important.
Was his response to that? I bet he wanted to.
Shut up.
Well.
That was the response.
I can't blame him.
And then he got out of it, and I'm like, hey, there you go.
Oh, so you did send
I
that.
I did. I did.
And what'd he say there?
Go to sleep.
Didn't want to hear from you.
Not really, no.
I'm surprised he didn't block your text.
So then I was poking the bear a little bit, and then all of a sudden, then the grand slam came, and it was like, wow, 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 he sends me. So it didn't matter then. I could have sent him anything.
Well, good for him. Hey, good for him.
Yeah, happy days.
I'm for Cleveland. I'll say that.
Well, I'm for Cleveland. I'd say I'm for Cleveland before the Yankees.
I mean, the Yankees-Dodgers World Series is always intriguing. Don't give me the big market stuff. It's not like these teams win every year. They do get into the playoffs almost every year, but they don't win them every year.
Yeah.
In fact, the Dodgers haven't won, take away the 2020.
COVID year.
Since 88. And the Yankees haven't won since 09. And the Mets haven't won since 86. So it's not like they're dominant, the three teams with the $300 million payroll. It's not like they've dominated the game.
No, I would agree.
But they do spend a lot of money.
That's why they're always there in the playoffs.
Well, the Mets aren't always there. But
well, except the Mets. So yeah. I thought we were still on the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Well, we're talking about the Dodgers and fair Yankees fair mostly. Fair. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Is this a point now in baseball with who's left of the four teams? Are you actually pulling for Cleveland?
I am.
I am. Jeff just drove off the road. He's in the ditch right now hearing that.
I give him a hard time, and I'll give him a hard time again. But, you know, I admire his, until the Eagles thing came up, and he doesn't want to doesn't want to see the games. So I'm kind of torn now. Is the guy really a Guardians fan?
Well, I think he's still a fan, but I don't think we can say he's the fan.
Who's more diehard, me about the Cardinals or him about the Guardians?
After this, I would have to say you.
Thank you.
And I'm just, it'd have been, I don't know if I could have picked before we had this conversation on Friday, but I was like, well, are you going to just not go to one of them? Or are you not going to go? And he's like, well, no, I'm going to the Eagles concert.
Well, in his brain, this is the last time he'll see him.
You don't think he's going to make another trip out?
I don't know. He
February
shouldn't.
Or something? Come on, seriously.
Probably, but
he will.
What a buffoon.
Absolutely. But that's why I'm like, you're going to go see him again.
But I'll guarantee you, had the Cardinals been having a really good season this year, and it looked like they were going to get into October baseball, there's no way I would have booked anything for October.
Well, why would you? I don't understand. That was what I was trying to. I didn't understand why he booked then. You pretty much knew when he booked the tickets that Cleveland was probably going to be in the playoffs. So why?
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? I don't know. That's your kid.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's your kid. You explain it.
By the way, you had another good week of picks, plus you got barely, you guys.
What do you mean barely?
By a half a point.
Doesn't matter.
You got your bonus picks.
Yeah? Did everybody take Colorado?
No. I took K-State. So did Max. Max might as well drop out.
Nah,
he's easy foil.
Max.
Anthony never did get me his picks. Thoughts?
He never got
me his picks.
So he gets a zero. Wow, that's going to hurt.
Well, it's better than he did last week, minus one.
Well, minus 10, I guess, because you could go 10 on the bonus.
Yeah, he gets minus 10 on that.
So minus 10. Well, that's disappointing. At least I fired him back to you.
I had a good week, except I missed that bonus game. Because I thought K-State would win that game by more than a field goal.
Yeah, on the road, going to Colorado.
I hear you. In hindsight, it was not a good pick, but hey.
I thought it'd be close.
We all got Detroit. Boy, it's tough losing their lineman Hutchinson.
That'll hurt.
That's a tough one because they look like a juggernaut. And I was happy to see them blitz Dallas.
Absolutely.
The only guy that picked Dallas, Max.
Max! They got everybody hurt on the defensive side. I thought that was like a gift.
That was an easy one. I went 8 on it. BYU was an easy one. You picked Arizona. I'll never understand it. We all make our ridiculous picks. That was yours for the week.
It was.
We all picked Texas.
That was another gift.
You picked Arizona State. Congratulations, you and Max.
They
not only covered, they beat Utah.
They're not bad.
Surprising. Well, the Big 12 is very interesting. I mean, it doesn't get the run that the SEC or even the Big 10 gets. And by the way, Oregon, Ohio State, interesting game.
Yes.
You missed that one.
I know.
But the Big 12's interesting, as I knew it would be, because there's so much parity. You can make a case for how many teams?
Well, there's a few you could probably make a case for. The problem is that they're going to beat each other up all through it that I don't know if any more than one team is going to get through.
Well, one team will get to the playoff, and that's really about all we expected anyway. I mean, it would take something outlandish for two teams from the Big 12 to get to the playoff at this point, because you're going to have several teams from the SEC, several teams from the Big 10. So I don't know. But right now, you've got BYU and Iowa State and Texas Tech all at 3-0 in the conference. Didn't expect Texas Tech to be up there.
Nope.
K-State, Arizona State, Cincinnati, Colorado, West Virginia, all at 2-1. Utah, who was really kind of the most picked team to win it, is at 1-2. Oklahoma State, another team we thought, wow, they got a shot. They're 0-3.
They haven't shown anything.
They're terrible. They're down there with Kansas and Baylor.
Well, I mean, we could talk about Kansas forever, but I it's been disappointing.
Kansas better win this week against Houston, and I don't think it's a gimme, because I think Houston is improving very quickly under Willie Fritz. But after that, they have K-State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado.
They're in trouble.
That's a tough stretch.
It's a tough stretch, especially when you're 0-3 already. I mean, they're done. We know that. But they're going to have trouble getting to a bowl game right now.
Oh, it's an uphill climb. There's very little chance of them getting to a bowl game. Let's be real, people.
Well, you have
to. I'm not here to not be real.
Well, that's good.
They're not getting to a bowl game.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think so. There's not a chance. I mean, there's a chance, but there's not.
There's still a mathematical chance.
But there's not a chance.
But not with this schedule. They're not beating K-State, and they're not beating Iowa State, and they're not beating BYU.
No. The disappointing season after last year.
Very disappointing. And kind of came out of nowhere. It's kind of hard to explain. But that's where we're at. At 2:45 today, Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays High School, will join us. They did something the soccer team couldn't. They beat Mesa.
Whoa, wow. You had to go there. You just had to toss that in, didn't you?
How could I?
You didn't even show up, and you had to toss that in there.
By the way, congratulations to your daughter, Avery.
Well, thanks.
In the state tennis tournament, Class 6A coming up this weekend. Where is it?
It's in Kansas City.
Oh, that's going to be a little roadie for you.
Little roadie. Friday, Saturday.
Now, does Mays have a shot there?
Well, Riley and Avery, who's one of her besties, and they're the two singles players, finished first and second in this regional. and the doubles team finished first. Now, the regional in 6A isn't quite as strong as a couple of the other 6As, so it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm hoping they can medal, which means you got to finish in the top 12 up there, but you're facing like the one regional. Is there three Blue Valley schools?
Oh, there's a million Blue Valley.
And all six, they took all six spots out of that regional to go. So there's going to be some really good players.
Yeah, the northeast part of the state will be very difficult.
So the state 6A is really tough, but it's experience. This is what Avery just
said
her goal was to get to a state tournament.
Well, then she's accomplished her goal.
So she's playing, she's free rolling right now, playing with house money. So we're going to go up and enjoy the experience. And Riley's a really good player too. So
no, that'll be fun for the family.
It'll be fun. It'd be good. And the
when are you heading up?
Well, I think Dia's going to go up on Thursday night, and I'll drive up Friday morning because Jackson plays.
Well, you already missed one of his games.
Well, we've missed a couple because Avery's a senior, so we're going to her stuff. He's a freshman. We got lots. We still got years left.
Leave it to me to point it out, right?
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? So I'm going to stay and go to his games Thursday at home, and then I'll get up in the morning and leave Friday about 5:30 or 6 and go up to Kansas City.
I'm going to try to get to that game Thursday.
Oh, I would hope so.
Too hot last Thursday.
Oh, just smoking.
I'm being honest with you.
Just smoking. Yeah, I got that text and I just started laughing.
It was 87 degrees.
It was warm.
I'm not going to go watch a soccer game in 87 degree weather. I'm just not. I'm putting my foot down.
Absolutely.
Now today out there, 65 degrees.
Perfect.
Perfect day. Couldn't be any better.
Well, tomorrow they're in Hutch. You want to drive up to Hutch?
No, I'm not going to Hutch. But it'd be a great game, I'm sure. Anyway, what I was saying, Gary Guzman, head football coach at Mays. They knocked off Mays South. Big win. Mays South previously undefeated. Mays is now, boy, they look like they were dead in the water. They won a couple in a row. They've got some momentum. And suddenly Mays looks like something.
Yeah.
What did they put up? 55 against Mays South?
55. It was 55-30,
I think. And it was like 28-0 early. I mean, just out of the chute almost.
It was 21-0 right away because Jackson texted me. He said, we're up 21-0. And I was like, you mean we're down 21? He goes, we're winning 21-0 already. And I said, what?
It was like before I could even sit down and get my chair comfortable.
And then they got it back to like 31-21 at half. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens.
Crazy.
And they took off again. So good for the boys from Mays. Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah, nice win. And we'll talk to Gary Guzman again at 2:45. We'll take a break right now. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. We will be back. Max Power is our producer and our engineer. 869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. This is the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Get into the NFL from yesterday. I know you watch. You'll probably watch the game tonight over the Guardians. Am I right about that?
I will be flicking back and forth.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
I will.
I think you and Jeff are starting to develop a nice relationship.
Okay, that's going a little far, but I'll be flicking back and forth.
He did text you during the break.
Yeah, he told me to shut up, as usual.
Well, I don't know why you guys can't get along. It's hard. It's hurtful to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
because I strive to get along. Let me make a one observation, and we'll just kind of go down. Some of these games don't really deserve an observation. But some do. And I will say this: Caleb Williams is developing at a very quick pace.
Well, he's definitely looked a lot better than he did the first couple weeks. I give him that. He's got lots of talent around him, and they have a good defense. I mean, you look at that division in itself.
Ridiculous.
5-0, 4-1, 4-2, 4-2.
It's ridiculous.
By far the best.
You know, the four best point differentials in the entire NFL are those four teams.
Yes.
Now, they'll knock each other around a little bit when they start playing each other more.
Well, Minnesota-Detroit play this weekend.
Well, that'll be unbelievable. That's a can't miss game. Is that a night? Is that a prime time game?
No, I think it's an afternoon game.
Well, that's too bad.
I would agree, but that should be a doozy. The Jets are playing Sunday night again. Why we keep to get the Jets over and over again is starting to drive me nuts.
Why does ESPN and NBC and why do they think that we want to see the Jets and Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know why. The Jets in Pittsburgh. That's who
that's
we get Sunday night. And then the Monday night game's not bad. There's two Monday
what
night games
it?
Again.
Why is there two Monday? I don't like Monday? That either.
I don't either. Baltimore and at Tampa.
That's a good game.
But you know what the other game is that they got on Monday night to have two games? Like, you want to watch this one? The Chargers and the Cardinals.
I'd rather watch paint dry, which, by the way, I'm watching up in our kitchen. And it's more exciting than the Chargers and the Cardinals.
It would be.
But anyway, Caleb Williams was really good. The Bears, now the Jags aren't very good, but the Bears blew them out. And I like that Bears team. They're fun to watch.
They are. Keenan Allen, they got Roma Dunze, who doesn't, he's basically their third receiver there after DJ Moore. Swift, who looked terrible in the first couple games, has been fantastic the last 3 weeks. Their offense looks good, and it's probably because of Williams. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the truth.
Sometimes these rookie quarterbacks are for real.
He's following the same pattern as Stroud did last year. Stroud started off a little rough, and then all of a sudden, by the end of the year, you're talking about this kid like he's going to be one of the next best quarterbacks over the next decade. And if Williams continues like this,
you have to have a quarterback.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Look at that division. You talk about a different group of quarterbacks. You got the two young guys, Love and Williams. And then you got the two veterans.
And one.
And one who's never done anything.
We thought.
Sam Darnold.
Put him out to pasture. That's where he should have been 3 years ago.
And Jared Goff's found his niche. I mean,
Jared Goff has always been pretty good. He's just never been that elite guy.
I'd say he's elite
but
now.
But right now, how can you not? They went to the championship game last year. They
look like
good
him.
This year. He's been to a Super Bowl. I mean, if you want to put his resume on where he's been and how far he's got, you can throw it up against a lot of guys.
I like him. My next observation is Tampa Bay scoring 51. This was coming out of nowhere. They're an offensive juggernaut. Baker Mayfield. I've always thought he was a good quarterback. He's a Heisman winner. He's obviously a guy. But I didn't see Tampa becoming this prolific offensively. They can score. They got people.
Well, you got... Look, I've never been a Baker fan. I wasn't a fan when he was in Cleveland. Last year, watched him in Tampa. I didn't mind him. I don't know what it is, if he's grown up a little bit. But he was a good quarterback last year. He had to put a good year together. This year, he's doing the same thing. You got Evans and Godwin he can throw it to. Is Kate Otten as their tight end is not blah. But they use him at the right time. Rashad White, who was hurt, didn't even play last
game. He's good, though. Game.
He's pretty decent. And then they pick up Bucky Irving, who steps up in his place. They've kind of been split in time. Looks really good.
Well, Tucker yesterday had 136 yards.
And then this kid comes out of nowhere.
Who's their offensive coordinator?
They're fun to watch.
They got somebody there that's going to get plucked away.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. But.
Because I'm telling you right now, if I'm in a team that's looking for a coach, and I don't even know who it is.
No,
I want him.
I'd have to look it up.
But look it up.
Well, it's going to take me a little bit longer than
that. We'll look it up at some point.
Yeah, we'll find it later. Let's be honest.
Remember, I want to know that.
Okay. I'll lock that in the vault to find out.
Because if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, whose coach needs to go, did you see him getting into it with the home fans?
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, he's kind of barking at the home fans. They were struggling to beat the awful Cleveland Browns.
They're terrible.
And Sirianni was getting after it with some of the fans.
And Cleveland's bad.
Go after the Philly fan, my friend.
No, not there. I don't care who you are. That's a bad recipe. You don't want to be opening that book.
No, and they're in a foul mood anyway because the Phillies got ousted.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're doing.
Well, the Cleveland Browns don't.
No, they're terrible.
Giving Deshaun Watson $250 million.
I don't even pay attention
to
them.
Are you kidding?
The Ravens Commanders was a good game. Maybe not as high scoring as I thought it would be.
I still scored 53 points.
I know. It was fine, but I thought that game might go off the rails.
Well, Jaden Daniels is pretty good.
He is good.
And Lamar is starting to play a little bit better.
Derrick Henry's having his best year this year.
I think he just rejuvenated, went somewhere else.
And I know that's saying a lot. What's he on pace for? I ask you because I want you to look that up for me. But I'll look it up.
Well, you got the
computer in front of you. Because that's what I do.
Well, and you're a good player like that.
Right now, he's at 704 yards. And what have they played? Six games? They're 4-2.
So he's on pace for almost 2,000 yards.
Yeah. He's projected to get 1,995 yards, average nearly 6 yards per carry, and score 23 touchdowns. Now, I get it. He had that 1 year that he may never duplicate, right?
Yeah.
But this was pretty good.
I watched quite a bit of that game, flicking back and forth. He is just, I mean, we've said this for years, but he's just a beast. He is so big, and he's got so much speed. I would not want to try to tackle that man.
In 2020, he had the 2,000 yards with the Tennessee Titans, and he scored 17 touchdowns, and so he had a that's obviously career year. But in many ways, this one's better because he's on pace to score more touchdowns. Now there's an additional game. He's averaging more yards per carry. And he's got the Baltimore Ravens around him. I still think they're going to be... I don't know how the Chiefs beat this team.
I don't know how they're 3-3.
I really like the Baltimore Ravens.
They're a good team. They're 4-2, I guess.
4-2.
They started 0-2, which is kind of where everybody's remembering.
They lost to Las Vegas, let's be real.
Not good.
But they've beaten Dallas, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Washington since.
Which isn't bad.
Not bad.
They'll be tough.
That's a game that obviously we paid attention to. The Lions and Cowboys. The Cowboys, how in the world does Mike McCarthy keep that job?
I have no idea.
How do they just not have a wholesale cleaning of the house? How does Jerry Jones not say, listen, I'm 82. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's time for...
Well, Jerry probably says that every morning he wakes up.
No, and listen, that sounds like ageism, and I don't mean it to be, but this isn't working.
No.
This is a travesty.
It's awful. I mean, they're 3-3 and 0-3 at home. 3-0 on the road.
They're just not.
And they're beat up right now. But I don't think they're not. I don't.
They're terrible.
I can't see them making the playoffs.
I would be shocked, although their division.
That's just it. I mean, Washington's leading the division.
Washington's good.
4-2. Philly's 3-2.
Philly's not good.
Philly, I don't think
so. Giants are terrible.
The Giants are terrible, but yet they still play everybody tough.
Because their defense is decent. 7 points against the Bengals. I mean, come on.
No, I didn't see that coming last night.
Come on.
I did not see a defensive battle.
And then my last observation before we get to a break, and I know it's Carolina and they're terrible, but is anybody going to ever pay attention to Atlanta? They did lose that home game to the Chiefs when they had a chance to really make a mark. But since then, and that was a good game, that was a close game. The Chiefs only play close games. But since then, they've beaten Tampa, New Orleans, and Carolina. But they beat Tampa and New Orleans.
Which obviously helps. Tampa and Atlanta are 4-2. New Orleans 2-4. No Carr for who knows how long. That's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
So it'll be. I think that'll end up just being Tampa and Atlanta battling out. Kirk Cousins goes there. All of a sudden, Pitts is a little bit better. Drake London's been good. Darnell Mooney is one of the better receivers.
Yeah, they have a decent offense. And
Bijan Robinson in the backfield.
Okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Ton of offense. And their defense is all right. So they're another team that's fun to watch.
They'll hang around.
It'll be good. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of teams. There's a lot of parity. Like, take the NFC right now. And my favorite, well, and I like them to start with, is still Detroit. But losing Hutchinson brings them back to the pack a little bit. San Francisco's 3-3. I'm not sure what to make of them. I thought they would be far and above better than what they've shown so far. Minnesota 5-0. I still can't trust Sam Darnold.
Trust him.
To keep this going.
Trust him.
All year. You really?
I do trust
you, him. How can you trust
him? Because he has really good players around him.
True.
And even though I'm struggling to come up with the name of their coach, I think he's a really good coach.
Well,
and I hate it when I can't. I hate it when I can't come up with the name.
The struggle's real for us right now today.
It is.
Is it Monday?
There's too many things going through. So this week we got Houston at Green Bay, a noon game on Sunday. Could definitely be a prime time matchup. Kansas City at San Francisco. That's a late game Sunday. You can't really get better than that, can you?
That should be the 7:20 game, not the Jets in Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Or, like I said, Houston-Green Bay.
Or Minnesota and Detroit.
Right. Minnesota-Detroit. Are you kidding me?
Those would be the best games of the weekend, I would think.
And that's a noon game on Fox. And Houston Green Bay is a noon game on CBS. I better get those games in my market. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, it's a good thing the Chiefs aren't playing, so you got a chance.
I got a shot. They'll probably give me Denver. Where are they?
You're going to get Denver.
Can't stand.
Oh, I think Denver's off. No, they're not.
I don't think they play, do they? Here's Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays High School. They're coming off a really big win on Friday night against their arch rival, Mays South, 55-30. That game was at Mays South. Gary, I'll bet you've been asked about this game about a million times since you walked off the field as the winners on Friday. We're going to ask you again, and welcome to the show, first of all. What clicked in this game that maybe hadn't been clicking for you guys?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And, yes, I've been asked about this game quite a bit. I think, you know, got a lot of people off guard. And I don't know. I mean, team came out and played really well on Friday night. And, you know, every phase of the game I thought we played well defensively. You know, that's a very good offensive team, very good explosive team. And we still gave up 30 points, but that was pretty good. I think they were below their average. So. And our offense was able, obviously, to put points on the board, which, you know, was nice.
And I want to ask you this, because you've been coaching, and Jason Duda, your biggest cheerleader here, wants to ask you a question here shortly. But I want to ask you, too, you started the season 0-4. You went to Derby, and anybody who's playing Derby right now is going to take their lumps. They're just a cut above. But then you scored 79 points against Campus. Now, Campus is not a juggernaut football team or program, but you're dealing with 16 to 18-year-olds. How much did just having that good feeling maybe affect what happened against Mays South? Is there something to that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it definitely gave our team some confidence going into that Mays South game. Our starters, you know, were out in the second half for the most part. So, being able to do what they did in the first half, I think, gave them a great boost going into that Mays South game.
Coach, my son went to the game. My kids go to Mays. So my son went to the game, and he sends me a text literally 10 minutes in, it felt like. You guys were up 21-0. What happened? I'm not going to lie to you. I thought you were going to be in tough. I know you came off the good game against Campus, but obviously 0-4 to start the year. How'd that game start out? Was it something that you guys just looked at throughout the week going into it, or is it something that happened?
I mean, it's, you know, we were expecting our kids to play well. Obviously, you scored 21 points that quickly. Probably, you know, none of us probably expected that, but we did expect to play well. I thought it was going to be a good game, and, you know, obviously they're a very good program, and they beat us pretty handily last year, and so you got that in the back of your mind. And we got beat by them last year, and they handled us well, so we figured it would be a close game. And like I said, just felt like, you know, they're 5-0, we're you know, 1-4, and it's I'm sure that they were feeling pretty good about things, and so there's a lot that we had to overcome. You know, we had to overcome our own record, and of course they had to overcome getting, you know, taking us for granted, I guess.
So, can you take us back to the start of the season? You know, you start 0-4. Was there injuries? Was there kids not out? Was it things just not clicking? Get us back to there, because obviously you've really turned things around here.
We've made some changes, I think, that have helped us. And it's you take it one week at a time, and you look and try to figure out, you know, what's going on with this team. You know, we should be better than what we are. And you're looking at your players, and you say, you know, you got good players. So it's just, just trying to put everything together, you know, piecing everything together, getting the right combinations, getting the right chemistry, you know, trying to keep the kids from falling apart, you know, when you're 0-4, it's kind of hard to, you know, to motivate kids. And, you know, but our kids just kept battling. And they, you know, we try to talk to them about, you know, the fact they're going to be facing adversity and, you know, in life. And these are lessons that hopefully will help you down the road, but, you know, keep fighting, keep, you know, don't give up and that type of thing. So it's a difficult thing when you're 0-4 and you were expected to do better than that. So, like I said, we've just taken one week at a time and try to get better every week.
Talking now with Gary Guzman, who's been coaching high school football in this area for, let me guess, 34 years?
42 years.
42 years? Goodness gracious. I was in my 20s, Gary. My God.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop.
21 years at Capen, and then 6 years at Southeast, and then 27, right? 27, and then 14, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. It's just an amazing legacy you're going to leave us, and hopefully not soon. I don't know what your plans are in the near future, but you probably want to coach a while longer. And how much did your experience come into play with a team like this? Because really, you've been through it all. You've had really good teams. You've had teams that may have struggled at times. You're not one that's going to hit any kind of a panic button. How did you convey that to your players?
Like I said, it was a, you know, one day at a time type thing, and constantly talking to them and getting them to understand that, you know, we still have a chance. You know, we just got to keep working hard. We got to keep getting better. We got to keep, you know, executing or go out and execute well. We talked about, you know, we have good players. We just got to put it together. And, you know, you got to give credit to the kids, obviously, for not giving up, for continuing to believe, because, you know, sometimes it could go in one ear, not the other. You know, but, you know, like you said, I've had some good teams. I've had some teams that have struggled, and I feel like I've seen it all. And I'm not going to panic, you know, if we're down or whatever. You know, I always feel like there's a chance. I've always been very optimistic, regardless of what's going on around me. I try to stay optimistic. I think it's important for you as a leader to be that way and to, you know, hopefully convey that to the kids and get them to understand that, you know, this is just life, man. This is, you know, you're going to have some tough times and some hurdles, and you're going to have to be able to overcome them. You know, it's how you handle these things that are important. And I feel like our kids obviously have handled it really well.
Gary Guzman, our guest, head football coach at Mays. They have Valley Center coming up at home this Friday night. So I want to take you out off the path a little bit and ask you about Derby, because you've had some legendary games with Derby in the past. They've come down to the wire. They've gone to overtime. They've been crazy. You had your, you know, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards. It's just incredible back and forth with them. Is this one of the better high school teams you've seen? Because when I look at their scores and their personnel, I don't know who's gonna hang with them.
Oh, absolutely. They could be the best team that they've had, you know, and at least defensively, maybe. I don't know. Offensively, they're pretty strong too, but they've had some strong teams on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's one of the top teams. I know we were talking about it before we played them, that they kind of compared a little bit to that Bishop Carroll dominant team that would basically step out on the field and you know, had you beat right off the bat. But you know, that's a team. I think they lost. They beat St. Thomas in the state championship game, but nobody ever played them close. I think that might have been the closest game that they had, but they were still, you know, obviously good enough to win that game. And we were talking, you know, because to me that was one of the best teams that I had seen in this area, was that Bishop Carroll team. But Derby this year was, I would say, right up there with that team. So yeah, they're they're a very good football team and one of the best I've seen around here.
Coach, I'd like to get some insight from high school coaches and stuff with what's going on in the college level with the NIL, and it seems like it's just about free agency. And for a guy that's been around as long as you have and dealt with a lot of guys that have went D1 and to all these schools, Avery Johnson being one of the latest ones, how do you see college football now, and how do you talk to your players about what's going on? Because I personally, I'm not a fan of it. These kids bounce around from team to team. Is there anything you tell these kids? You know, I'm sure they come to you and say, hey, I've got offers from this and talked about this. How do you see the state of college football, and how does that affect the high school kids?
You know, that's, to me, it's the college coaches are the ones that are having to deal with it right now, and it's tough. I mean, when I have the college coaches come through here, I ask them about the NIL, whatever, you know, and obviously they're not crazy about it because, you know, you lose players because someone else is going to offer them more, whatever, you know. But the transfer portal is something that obviously they're having to deal with right now. The NIL they're having to deal with right now. And to me, those two things make it hard for you to really put a solid team, you know, together and keep them around for very long. You know, and that's the problem with the NIL to me and this transfer portal is that kids, you know, if they're unhappy, they immediately get into that portal and they're out, you know, or somebody else is talking to them, they're offering them more money. So that's going to, you know, they're going to be leaving. So you just from year to year, you just don't know what you have, you know, and you know, as far as recruiting, it's got to be a nightmare because you're losing kids in the last minute. And you thought you had a quarterback, but now you don't, you know, and it just makes it really hard. And now, you know, obviously it's hitting the high schools as well, this NIL is. You know, there are several states that have, you know, made it legal or whatever for high school students, athletes to receive NIL. So it's tough, and, you know, you got a lot of kids that transfer for whatever reasons, and you know, again, they're looking at the college kids, and college kids not happy. They leave, they go somewhere else, and they have success somewhere else, and so they kind of think, well, you know, I can go somewhere else and have success, and it's tough. You know, we were, you know, we thought we had a starting quarterback, you know, back this year, and you know, he ended up somewhere else, you know, and that made it tough, you know, because now we're looking for a quarterback. So, you know, it's just the way that is, and I think it's a little bit, anyways, is coming down to the high school levels as well.
Gary, it's always a pleasure. Congratulations on a big win, and you got a couple of games left before we get to district or play. I don't know what the wording is. Postseason play in high school football.
Playoff. Right, right.
There you go. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice talking all right to you guys, and keep doing what you're doing. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Gary Guzman, head football coach at Mays, where they have a viable, very good football program. How's the soccer program? Pretty good, isn't it?
Well, seems okay. I think in a couple of years they got some players on the way, coming up, and they're pretty decent right now. So we'll see how it goes. I can't sit here and say I know everything about soccer.
Well, you're kind of my guy.
Well, for you, I am the guy.
Yeah,
I know a lot more than you do.
I appreciate your insight. Time for a break. We got an hour left. The Bob and Jeff Show. Jason Duda in today for Jeff. We'll be right back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork.
With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.